The governor is in the middle of his second and constitutionally mandated last term as governor. According to a new poll from Talk Business and Politics and Hendricks College, the governor continues to get high approval numbers. The most recent poll surveyed voters in the state's second congressional district. That's the district that covers seven counties in the center of the state, including Pulaski County. This week, Roby Brock with Talk Business and Politics asked John Brummett, a political writer with the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, about the 70% approval rating for the governor in that district.
70% is like, wow, that's good.
That's Mike Beebe territory,
it is. And it's 36% strong approve and 34% somewhat approve. It's all approval in terms of his job approval rating, and it's very high, and it's very good, and it belies a lot of the sniping at him that you hear on the left and that I've engaged in. I remember sitting here 3 weeks ago saying in 3 weeks the schools will be closed. They're not.
Right.
Take that back. So Asa is doing okay.
And he's been getting it from his right flank, too.
Sure.
So,
But I think both these flanks are, in the main, not all that consequential. I think he's where Beebe was, as sort of the center-right, center-left, pragmatic governing. I will say this about his 70%. It's 36% strongly support.
Mm-hmm.
What's your words? Approve or support? I forget.
It was approve.
Approve. And it's 34% somewhat approved.
Which is lukewarm.
Here's what I would bet. If you asked every one of those people who said, yeah, somewhat support, to complete their thought, I bet a great plurality at least would say, somewhat support, yeah, compared to Trump. I think that's what you're doing. Because I think he benefits by the fact that he is day-to-day responsive and responsible, and has taken some tough decisions. Not all of them right, not all of them that I have embraced or that others have, or that nobody's embraced all of them, but he has led, and he's led in a modulated, seemingly responsible way. So I think he benefits in part by by being compared to the utter mess at the federal level.
Yeah, and a word that I use to kind of describe how Asa Hutchinson has led during this pandemic too is he has not been bombastic, which is what you have seen
Never.
At the national level.
Never.
And even in some state governors have been a little bit more pushy with the press and the
That's
public
not his
on
way.
This, and it's not.
I've often joked about the fact that he seems to have sort of a short circuit. You ask him something and he's waiting and you think, oh, are you there? He makes sure that he has thought through the question and the answer. He's always been that way. And some disdain or have critiqued or ridiculed his daily briefing style as spin and grin, or grin and spin. Because he does have a little smile and he's always trying to be positive. But that's actually his way. And that's actually the kind of leadership that you want, unless you really need to say, folks, we're all going to die if you don't do this right now. You need to try to balance the competing interests, and he has pretty much done so. So that's good for him, 70. And I think this means just he's got to still be a factor in Arkansas politics. He's got 2 years left. I'm already writing about it, the race to succeed him, because it fascinates me and it should fascinate a lot of us, and it's worrisome. But there's a Senate seat. Bozeman is running again, I guess, but I don't know. I don't think Asa is done in electoral politics. I'm not sure exactly where or how, but I
he's
don't.
A lawyer. There could be a Supreme Court seat open.
He didn't make Trump's list.
Oh, I'm talking about at the Arkansas Supreme
oh,
Court.
Oh, that.
There would be no... Or, would that be stepping down to be a Supreme Court justice?
To this Supreme Court?
You might want to bite your tongue on that one.
Okay. So. Well, he would be a welcome addition over there.
There you go.
There you go.
Well, let's segue to our numbers on the presidential race.
Right.
Again, as I have said often, it's a congressional district. Look at this. It's not a statewide
this
number.
This is a snapshot of eight counties in Central Arkansas.
It's seven counties in Central Arkansas, but it is...
Oh, it's seven?
Yeah, it's seven counties now.
Okay.
Yale County splintered
That's
off
right.
a while back.
10 years ago.
I'm just kind of trying to make you feel
time
good
flies,
there.
Time flies, yeah.
Anyhow, this is a congressional district that Hillary Clinton lost by almost 11 points 4 years ago, and now we have Biden with a 4-point lead. What do you think has happened in that 4 years that has made people turn their political thinking?
Roby, if I understand your fine poll at all, the answer is in the poll. The answer is there. It's women. Mm-hmm. It's that women generally are outraged by the infantile, irresponsible, belligerent behavior they see in their president. They don't like the way he behaves. And this doesn't mean just liberal women or moderate women. I believe that by some of the slight uptick in numbers for Biden compared to Hillary in the outlying very conservative Republican counties, that there are culturally conservative women who are otherwise with their husbands on, we need a gun in the house and I don't believe in abortion. But they've just had it with what they think they see in the character or absence thereof in this president. So, and I think they look at Joe Biden and they think, okay, he's a good guy. That was the whole point of the Democratic Convention. This whole election, your poll is not just here.
This is
the national election right now. Suburban women, suburban mothers who voted, who couldn't abide Hillary, settled grudgingly on Trump, largely abandoned the Republicans in the midterms. Now what are they going to do? The Democratic Convention was all about, hey, we know you're out there. He's a bad guy. Look what a good guy Joe is. The Republican Convention is all about, we know you're out there. We know you don't like us. You don't like Trump. How would you feel about a race riot on your cul-de-sac in your suburbs? That's what's going on.
Yeah.
And it's reflected in your poll. And so that's where the difference is. You know, in the 2nd District, Pulaski County cast 50 to 52% of the vote. And they always vote handsomely favor the Democrat. But it gets wiped out by more pronounced majorities in the immediate suburbs, Selene, Faulkner, and White. And that's different in your poll, Biden-Trump, as opposed to Clinton-Trump, because the women vote. It's an inverse in your poll. Tell me if I'm right about this. Men favor Trump by a wide margin in the second. Women favor Biden by that margin.
Correct.
It is. If you want a gender gap, here is the classic quintessential full gender gap.
And there's about a 4-point gap between more women voting than men voting traditionally.
I don't want to go on too much about this, but this is the thing. There was a highly acclaimed piece, highly acclaimed by me and many others, in the Washington Post earlier this year called Miranda's something. Washington Post feature on a woman in Georgia named Miranda's Confession, Miranda's Dilemma, something like that. I recommended it to my LifeQuest class. They all went, wow, this is it. She's a culturally conservative Georgia woman who loves her husband, and they get along fine, and her husband works on the car, and she takes walks every day, and they have a good relationship. But she told the reporter, she just unburdened herself. You know, I can't do Trump. I did Trump before, but I can't do it. And I can't tell my kinfolks, even though she's telling them to the Washington Post, so they found out. Because it's all about the church. It's all about our shared family culture. But I'm having trouble. The reason I like that story was I think that's a microcosm of this thing that we're seeing. Now, whether it holds, here's the question. Can Republicans cause those conservatively inclined suburban women to begin to revert to form and fear liberalism more than they disparage Trump? That's
right.
That's where we are.
That's what we're going to find out on November 3rd.
That's what we're going to find out.
Being counted after that.
Yeah.
So.
John Brummett is a political writer for the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, and his columns can be found at arkansasonline.com. He spoke with Roby Brock from our partner, Talk Business and Politics. More from their conversation including analysis about the race for the state's second congressional district seat, can be found at talkbusiness.net.